All right, so maybe you've heard in pop culture there is a rap beef between Kendrick Lamar and Drake, and you're kind of scratching your head going, I've heard kind of people talking about it. I have no idea. Like,
can't we all just get along?
Whose side to take, what it's about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you're not alone. Stars, celebrities who seem to be plugged into Hollywood have the same question. In fact, even though Tom Hanks might be 67 years old, he still wants to remain plugged into the latest rap beefs, and he wants to be at least knowledgeable, like, of the things that are happening on the internet, right?
I'm so floored that he, A, even knew about it, or that he even knows who Drake and Kendrick Lamar are. But Chet is kind of in that world.
So Chet Hanks is a rapper. Yes, it's his son. Yes. And so Tom texted his son, Chet, and just said, Big Maine, can you explain the Drake-Kendrick Lamar feud to me? So obviously Tom calls Chet Big Maine, which is adorable. So Chet obliges his father and texts back a summary of the beef, which actually is fantastic.
It's hysterical.
To which, I'll try to, it's a really long text.
Yes, but and also you gotta clean up some of the swears.
Oh, yeah. But he texted back a summary of the beef. And just was...
And this is at 8:42 in the morning. Like, yeah. Tom texted him at 7:25 in the morning. Chet gets back to him 8:42 in the morning.
Right. So Chet basically describes it like this. Pretty much the sonic equivalent of when you took me to your high school in Oakland and we walked in on the basketball game and everybody started going nuts. Like, if you heard it, you would just automatically know how to crip walk with a stank face while clutching an Oscar in each hand with Marshawn Lynch, then dap him up and tell him town business, which solidified the win not only for Kendrick but the entire West Coast. So that's kind of like
That's the end, summary. You're missing all of the detail.
Okay, so all right, I didn't want to go in on all this. So
no,
anyways,
you gotta go in because people says, like me need to know.
All right, so Chet says, yeah, so Drake and this other dude, J. Cole, been saying that they, along with Kendrick, are the big three in rap. Then Kendrick puts out a song saying, blank the big three, it's just Big Me, initiating the beef. Then Drake was like, yo, you got small feet, you're like 5'5" or whatever. And then Kendrick was like, well, you're a deadbeat dad, and made fun of his Canadian accent.
What?
So Drake came back and was like, oh, yeah, well, I heard you hit your wife.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Literally, like 30 seconds later, Drake put out a diss overshadowing Drake's diss, where he pretty much methodically dismantled Drake's entire psyche
and called him
a blank for flirting with young girls and revealing Drake had another kid, which was he was hiding from the world, which...
turned out to be false.
Yes, turned out to be false. And
Drake came back as like, haha, I gotcha. I had people give you false info to make you look stupid.
But it didn't even matter because then Kendrick just dropped another West Coast banger where he really went in on labeling Drake. And that was pretty much, again, like I said,
the sonic equivalent
of his dad, a.k.a. Tom Hanks, walking Chet into the high school in Oakland and everybody going nuts. And so he wraps it up and just basically says it solidified the win not only for Kendrick but for the entire West Coast. So then Tom, after reading
that... Holy cow! These are fighting words. People taking sides? Who's winning?
And Chet's like, did you not just read what I said?
Like, he summed it up. Kendrick's winning. But although, listen, if I'm now reading the breakdown, I'm kind of, if I'm Drake, I'm mad too, because Drake was like looping him in like, hey, there's three of us that are like, you know, kings of rap. And then Kendrick's like got to get a big old head and say, nope, I'm the best.
Just one.
Yeah.
So I think we need to petition to maybe have Tom Hanks and Chet Hanks start a discussion or a podcast or something called Big Maine. Where Chet explains extremely online things to his father and helps out other people, maybe like Kelly
like
or
me,
myself.
Yes. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah, but- yeah. Because, I mean, that was all very new information for me.
Right, so, right, exactly.
I need it broken down just like that.
Oh,
I need you to tell me who's winning.
So there you go. Thank you, Chet Hanks, for that dissertation on that the rap beef between Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
Literally the most dad thing Tom Hanks has ever done.
Yeah, I love it all.